the ninth verse. And I've got to say, even as I speak now, that I'm still growing in appreciating the meaning of this verse. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. I taught through Colossians many times, right past this verse. But I forget which Catholic pointed this out to me during my journey, and it was like a 2x4 to the side of the head. It goes this way. Paul writes, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's affliction for the sake of the body that is the church." This verse talked about sharing in Christ's sufferings, somehow completing what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of the church. As a Protestant, I had nowhere to put suffering. I did not have a good handle on how to understand suffering, especially on what this verse meant. But through the wonderful teaching of the church and the wisdom of our mystical fathers of the church, I recognize the importance of redemptive suffering. How somehow in the mystery of God, our suffering is offered up with Christ's to complete this great work of salvation. He is our one Savior, but in His mysterious work of grace, somehow, when we surrender our sufferings, rather than whining and complaining, we offer them up, that God can use those sufferings and complete the salvific work of Christ for the church. It's still a mystery. And if you're wondering on how to interpret that verse, I would point you to John Paul's beautiful encyclical on suffering. One last